For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
And Mevorchem HaChodesh Menachem Av. Sometimes we bench the new month Matos Masa. Usually Matos Masa is Shabbos Mevorchem Av, and Pinchas is read in Tammuz. It's being read in Tammuz here too, but here we have already the Heora of Menachem Av. Menachem Av, the month of the Churban, the month in which, as the Navi, as Yirmiyah writes in Eicha, Bateret Puloim, Yerushalayim, Klal Yisrael, fell, Bateret Puloim. The word that the Navi uses is Puloim, Bateret Puloim. Rashi says, Yiridosa Nifleis Puloim Harbe, Shehakol Nafliim, Sheira Lamashala, Ira Lachol Ir. The downfall was so great that everyone was astonished. It was astonishingly, it was something that never happened before, and everyone is amazed at what happened to this city. Bateret Peloyim. So the Navi uses the word Peloyim, Pele. But Pele were greyza. Concerning Pinchas, the Gemara says in Brachas, Haroya Pinchas Bachaloyim, if someone sees Pinchas in a dream, Pele Nasaloy, miracles will happen to him, like what happened to Pinchas. Many miracles happen to Pinchas. As the Chazal tell us, Hagim Yonison brings it down at the end of last week's parasha of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Pinchas, when he performed the act, when he killed Zimri and Cosby, was zoicha to nisim. Nisei nisim nasaloi. Pele, ployim. Pele lama'al yusa. As we enter the month of Menachem Av, and as we are now already in the Bein HaMitzorim, of which the Navi describes as Vateret Piloyim, which begins in Tammuz already. Vateret Piloyim is Begematria Chodesh Tammuz. We read Pinchas. Pinchas, who was connected to Pele Elyoin. Pele is Yadu as the Oisius Aleph. Pele is Keser. Keser is the highest of all the spheres. Pinchas is Elio Anavi. Merumas here in the Pasuk, Tachas Asher Kine Leiloi Kov. Leiloi Kov is Oisius Le'eliyahu. Tachas Asher Kine Le'eliyahu, because of his act of zealot, his act of Kanoyas, he becomes Eliyahu. That's what Chazal tells. There are different opinions who Eliyahu was. It's not so posh that he was Pinchas. One opinion, Rashi brings it above Mitzia. Tosfos also brings it in a few places. There are Midrashim that say that Pinchas is Eliyahu. Others say Pinchas is a descendant of God. Some say he's Mibnei Bnei Hoshel Rochel. So it's not exactly clear who Eliyahu HaNavi is. His whole identity is a mystery. But one thing we know for sure, Eliyahu, as we mentioned in previous weeks, Eliyahu, as it says in Rishbei Eish, his Shoyrish is from the Etzem Luz in the body of Adam HaRishon. Every person, tzaddik, non-tzaddik, everyone was at one time part of the body of Adam HaRishon. The neshamas of Ikvus of the Mashiach are from the Ekev of Adam HaRishon. Tells us the Kadmonim that Eliyahu was the etzem, the bone of the back, a certain bone in the back called Luz, which is what the body eventually resurrects from that body. That bone does not rot, it says, if we eat Malava Malka. Sudas Malava Malka is a skula that that bone should not rot, and from that bone, the body develops by Tchias HaMeisim. The only benefit to that bone is Sudas Malava Malka. Says the Rishbei Eish that Eliyahu came from that bone. And since when Adam ate from the Eitz Hada'as, that bone did not benefit because the Eitz Hadas was Erev Shabbos, and that bone only benefits from the Lava Malka that's eaten by Tzoy Shabbos. Eliyahu HaNavi never dies. Death, Misa, is because of Chet Eitz Hadas. Those who did not benefit from Chet Eitz Hadas don't die. Eliyahu HaNavi didn't benefit from the Eitz Hadas because Eliyahu was the Etzem Sheshmoy Luz, from which Tchias HaMeisim comes. And that's why Eliyahu HaNavi is the one who's going to initiate Tchias HaMeisim, and that's why Malav Malka, we sing about Eliyahu HaNavi, Maitzoy Shabbos. And the minhag is, Maitzoy Shabbos, to talk about Eliyahu HaNavi. Because when Shabbos is over, we enter into the days of the week, the Yemei HaChoel, the times of the Nisyonais begin. So Hashem wants that we should talk about Eliyahu HaNavi. We should take Eliyahu HaNavi with us into the week. Eliyahu HaNavi will be menachem us. Eliyahu HaNavi helps us as we enter difficult times. Shabbos is Yom Menucha, and when Shabbos is over, we enter the days of the week, and we have to deal once again with the outside world. We mention Eliyahu HaNavi, and perhaps for that reason, as we enter the Yemei Bein HaMitzorim, the month of Menachem Av in particular, the end of Tammuz, from Shavuot B'Tammuz and on, we read Pinchas Ze Eliyahu, we mention Eliyahu HaNavi. We take Eliyahu HaNavi with us into these difficult days. Days that the Navi describes in Eicha as Vatered Piloyim. The Yerida is so astonishingly amazing. It's a Yerida She'en Kamoihu. And we take with us Pinchas, of whom the Gemara says, Haraya Pinchas Bachaloim Pele Nasalai. Pinchas is connected to Pele Elyoin. Pinchas Eliyahu is the Oir HaGonuz. The Oir HaGonuz is right at the beginning of Chumash, where it says, Es Ha'or Ki Toiv Vayavdel. Vayar Elohim Es Ha'or Ki Toiv Vayavdel. It says Rashi, that's the Oir HaGonuz that was hidden and will be revealed, La'osid Lovoi. Tell us the Sfarim, in the Beis HaMikdash, it was revealed. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, we had the Ur HaGonuz. When the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, Tavu Ba'aretz She'oreha, the walls sunk under the ground, the Beis HaMikdash is in a concealed state, so is the light. B'machshakim Hoishivani, as we say in Eicha, Choshech V'loy Or, the Or has been concealed. But the Anishamais, like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, for example, that do not experience churban. There's no churban by these Nishamas. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, it's Yodua that Tzadikim, who went to visit the grave of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai during the 9 days, sang Nigunim by the grave of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. And when they tell me, the master, how can you do that? It's the 9 days. They said, there's no churban here. And this is in a cemetery. Right. Because these neshamas do not experience churban. There was no churban. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was the Or HaGonuz. Rashi says the Or HaGonuz was hidden, La'osid Lavoi. La'osid Lavoi is Megamatria Shimon ben Yochai. So by his grave, or by the grave of the Arizal, whose yard site is coming up in the month of Menachem Av, on the 5th of Menachem Av, the 5th day of the 5th month, there's no churban, the Or HaGonuz exists. Certainly Eliyahu HaNavi, Es Ha'or Ki Toiv Vayavdeil is Begematria Tishbi. That's Eliyahu, Eliyahu HaTishbi. Eliyahu HaNavi is Mushrash in the Etzem Luz, which is Tchias HaMesim, which is the Or HaGonuz, Es Ha'or Ki Toiv Vayavdeil. That's why Eliyahu doesn't die. Pinchas Ze Eliyahu, according to that opinion, Hinnin Noisein Loyez Brisi Sholoim, tell us that opinion that says the Pinchas is Eliyahu, is that that was the reward. Pinchas stopped the Magefa, that he Otzah Magefa Me'al B'nei Yisrael, people, the Jews stopped dying, so Pinchas' reward is that he does not die. He goes to Shomayim Begufay. And as the Svarim bring down, even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, who had to experience this to some level, Misa, even though by Moshe also it wasn't Misa al Yedei Malach HaMoves, Misa as Nashika. But it says, Vayomas Shom Moshe Eved Hashem, whether it's because of Chet Eitz Hadas or Chet Mei Meriva, as we mentioned a few weeks ago. Also in the same Sefer, it talks about that Moshe was from the Kana, and the Kana of other Marishan. The Kana didn't benefit from the Eitz Hadas, so Moshe shouldn't have died either, as mentioned a few weeks ago. But Eliyahu, clearly, in that disrespect, Eliyahu is higher than Moshe, and that Eliyahu does not experience death. Like Tam Tam Misa Ukvura. But he went up to Shamayim Begufay. Whatever that means, there's Gilui Eliyahu, even in Olam Hazeh HaGashmi, Eliyahu is seen in a body, people have seen him, even today. In every generation, there are those who are zeichet to see Eliyahu HaNavi, and when they see him in a body. So Eliyahu is alive. Eliyahu is Malach HaBris, and at a bris, it's customary to say the Pasuk, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen, Heshev es Chamasim Yal b'nei Yisrael, B'kamei es Kenasi B'seichem, or Achayim HaKodesh asks, whose Yartzeit was this past Friday, Tzchusa Yogan Aleinu, or Achayim asked, why does it say Lamor in the first Pasuk of Yivayidab Hashem al Moshe Lamor? To who? Who's Moshe supposed to say this to? Normally, when it says Lamor, it's referring to the mitzvahs that follow. Moshe had to tell it over to B'nai Yisrael. The Chayyar, there's no mitzvah here. This is just a statement that was made concerning Pinchas. So different answers are given. One, that's exactly right. It was told to B'nai Yisrael that they should know that Pinchas did this L'Shem Shamayim. He's been Aaron HaKohen. He's a descendant of Aaron. Because the Shvatim, especially Shevet Shimon, who lost 24,000 during this Magefa, were claiming that he takes after his other grandfather, who was from Yisrael, who was Pitei Magolim L'Avodah Zarah, so he was an act of cruelty. So Vayidabar Hashem al Moshe, Lamer, tell Klal Yisrael that Pinchas is ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, and I testify that his intent was L'Shem Shamayim. And perhaps we could add also the Lamer, Vayidabar Hashem al Moshe, Lamer, that by a bris you should say, by a bris we say, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, because Eliyahu Anavi, Eliyahu is Malach HaBris, Eliyahu attends every bris, and when there's a bris, there's Gilui Eliyahu. Certainly, when we read the parsha of Pinchas, which the entire parsha, every pasuk of this parsha, which is the second to the largest parsha in Chumash, 168 psukim, every pasuk is a pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. This entire parsha is Pinchas. The entire parsha, we live with Eliyahu HaNavi. We take Eliyahu HaNavi with us. He escorts us into the 3 weeks, into the month of Menachem Av, into the month of Churban. On the one hand, in this parsha, there is a transition from Moshe to Yehoshua. Moshe Rabbeinu was told to count Bnei Yisrael again in this parsha after so many die during the plague, after the story that takes place in Shittim with Baal Peor and the Bnei Smidyon. And one of the reasons why Bnei Yisrael were counted again, Rashi brings here, besides the first reason, is to show that the love of Hashem to Klal Yisrael. There's also the other reason, because Moshe Rabbeinu is nearing death, and just like when they went out of Mitzrayim and the people were delivered into Moshe Rabbeinu's hands to be the leader, they were counted. Now that Moshe Rabbeinu is leaving, they're being counted again. So this minyan has to do with Moshe leaving us. Afterwards, we see in the Pesukim where Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem to appoint a leader for Klal Yisrael. Yivkad Hashem alakei ruchas l'chol basar, ishal ha'eda. And Hashem tells him, kach lecha es Yehoshua benun, v'samachta es yadcha olav, v'nasatanei haydcha olav. We're preparing now for new leadership, and the new leader, as great as he was, and Yehoshua is so great, of whom the Pasuk says, V'hanar lo yomash mitoicha oihel. But as the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Pnei Moshe kipnei chama, Pnei Yehoshua kipnei levana. Moshe Rabbeinu was compared to the sun, Yehoshua is compared to the moon. And we all know that the moon, in contrast to the sun, the moon has no light on its own, the moon is only a reflection. So when Chazal compare Moshe to the sun and Yehoshua to the levana, these are not just mere words. That's the fact. That compared to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yehoshua is like the moon compared to the sun. As great as Yehoshua ben Nun was, he's the Levana. Moshe is the Chama. We're going now from Chama to Levana. We are already, in these days, that till Mashiach comes, these are days of concealment. There's no light. The Levana does not have its own light. On the one hand. But on the other hand, the Pasha is called Pinchas. Pinchas Eliyahu. Av, Menachem Av is the fifth month. The Chodesh HaChamishi. The fifth month is Keneged, the Sphira of Hoid. Hoid, says the Gemara, Zehu Beis HaMikdash. V'ha-Hoid, Zuhi Beis HaMikdash. Who serves in the Beis HaMikdash? Aroin Ubanav. Hoid is Aroin HaKoyhein. We know the Sphira is HaKeneged, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron Yosef David, Avram is Chesed, that's Nisan. Iyar is Yitzchak, is Gvura, Sivan is Tiferes, is Matan Torah, that's Yaakov, Tammuz is Netzach, is Moshe Rabbeinu, Aroin is Hoid, that's where the Yartzeit of Aroin is Rosh Chodesh, Menachem Av, he is Hoid, Menachem Av is Hoid, Hoid b'miluoy is b'gematria Chodesh Menachem Av, and Aroin is Kenega, the Anane HaKovoid, when Aaron dies, the Anane HaKovoid disappear. That was the protection of Klal Yisrael, sort of like the Beis HaMikdash. In the month of Av, we lose the Beis HaMikdash. In the month of Av, we lose the Anonim, we lose Aaron HaKoyim. Here, the Torah uses the expression, in fact, the only time in Chumash that the word Hoid appears is in this week's parasha, Parashas Pinchas. As we enter the month of Hoid, the month of Av, V'nasata mehoidecha olav, Moshe Rabbeinu was told to take from his splendor and to pass it on to Yehoshua ben Nun. Moshe Rabbeinu sort of enters into the body of Yehoshua ben Nun. Moshe Rabbeinu, Yehoshua is the Memalu Mokoim, the successor of Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, in Parashas Vayelech, at the end of the parasha, Rashi says that Moshe told Yehoshua before his passing that as long as you're alive, I'm alive. As long as my student is here, I'm here. Yadati achrei Moshe ki hashcheis tashchisun. And Rashi says, after Moshe died, no one corrupted. V'harei kol yemos Yehoshua lo hashchisu. It says, they served Hashem all the days of Yehoshua. From here we learn, shetalmidai shel adam chaviv olav kegufa, Yerushalmi and Brachas, that the student of a person is like he himself. As long as Yehoshua is alive, Moshe Rabbeinu was alive. So on the one hand, Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua are one. Moshe enters into Yehoshua. Yehoshua continues the legacy of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Torah uses the word Hoid here, which Hoid, the fifth Midah, the fifth Sfira, that's Beis HaMikdash, that's Chodesh Menachem Av, the month of Aroin, which we read about this week in this week's Pirkei Avos, which we start over again for the third time, Hevei mi talmidav shel Aharon, Oyev Sholem, V'roidev Sholem, Oyev Sabrias, because that's the key to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Churban was because of Sinas Chinam, the Binyan will be via Ahavas Chinam, which is the Midah of Aharon. Pinchas is Ben Elazar Ben Aharon. Pinchas is a descendant of Aharon. Pinchas, as we're going to see in this parasha, and then more so in the next parasha when we're already in the month of Menachem Av, is the one chosen by Moshe Rabbeinu to take revenge from the Midianites, Soror es HaMidyonim, in this week's parasha, and the Koin Nikmas B'nai Yisrael Me'es HaMidyonim in next week's parasha. And one of the reasons Rashi gives, he gives four reasons why Pinchas was chosen, was because Pinchas is a descendant of Yosef, the Elozor ben Aaron HaKoyen Lokach Lo'ni B'nois Putiel Lo'i Le'isha V'atelet Lo'is Pinchas, Putiel, according to one opinion, is Yosef, Shepit Peit B'Yitzroi. So Pinchas is a descendant of Yosef. Pinchas goes to avenge the Mechira of Yosef by the Midianim. The Midianim are one of those who sold Yosef to Mitzrayim. Midian is the Klipa of Machloikis, Modoin Umeriva, which means strife. Midian from the word Modoin, which means strife. The story with Yosef and the brothers, which was the first rift among Klal Yisrael, the first division, first machloikis, which Ad Hayoyim were affected by that machloikis, which started with Yosef and the brothers. Pinchas fights Midian. Midian, which is the klipa of machloikis, Pinchas fights Midian for their role in selling Yosef to Mitzrayim, basically, which means bringing the Jewish people into the constraints of Golus. Mitzrayim is Meitzar Bein HaMitzorim. Yosef represents Klal Yisrael. Noihei Katzoin Yosef, representing the entire Klal Yisrael. Yosef goes down to Mitzrayim, and because of that, the entire Jewish people go down to Mitzrayim. That's how it all starts. The Midyanim sell Yosef to Mitzrayim, meaning that Madain Machloikas is what brings us into the Bein HaMitzorim. Exactly that. Yosef, representing the Jewish people, sold by Midyan to Mitzrayim, meaning the Jewish people are in Golis, which is referred to as Bein HaMitzorim, Kol Reitfeho Hisiguha, Bein HaMitzorim, Min HaMeitzar. Because of Machloikas, because of strife, because of lack of unity. Pinchas, the Ish HaShalom, Pinchas who makes peace between Hashem and the Jewish people. Tachas asher kinei le'elokov ayechaper al b'nei Yisrael. Pinchas, the enekel of Aaron, who takes after him exclusively. Oyev shalom v'roydev shalom. Oyev sabrius mekavim l'toyre. Pinchas is the one who is chosen to avenge, to take revenge from Midian, from Achloikas. Pinchas, therefore, is the parasha that we read as we enter the month of Menachem Av, the month of Aaron, the month of Hoid. V'ha-hoid zuhi beis ha-mikdash. Pinchas fought Midian, we have to fight Machloikas. We have to eradicate hatred, baseless hatred, division, which is why we're in Golis, why we're still in Golis, Tavshanai and Beis, and we're still in Golis. Clearly, that has not yet been rectified. The Parsha talks to us about what to do. The Parsha tells us to learn from Pinchas, to do what Pinchas did. Pinchas is Eliyahu. Eliyahu is going to come to make peace. The last mission in Adios. Ain Eliyahu ba loy l'tamev loy l'rachek loy l'tamev loy l'tayel loy l'rachek loy l'karev elo lasois shalom ba'olam. Shenema hinei noichi shaliach lachem esel yo anavi lefnei boyam Hashem agadav anoyer v'heishuv leiv avis albanav leiv banam ala vaisim. So Eliyahu is the one who's going to usher in the era of peace. Pele yoyetz keil giboy avi ad sar shalom. Hineni noisein leiz brisi shalom. Shalom here is written with a vav ketia. That means the vav is split. It's not complete yet. Otherwise Mashiach would be here already. It's not complete. But Pinchas is the mevaser. Bivaser lanu b'sayrois tayvais yeshuais v'nechomais. As soon as we hear Eliyahu Anavi, and if this would not be the 3 weeks, the Haftorah this week would be the Haftorah of Yad Hashem Hoysa El Eliyahu. The Haftorah about Eliyahu is the Haftorah of Pinchas when it's not part of the 3 weeks. And even though this Shabbos is, nevertheless, the fact that one of the Haftorahs of Pinchas is about Eliyahu, so clearly the message is that as we enter the 3 weeks, we take Eliyahu with us. The message is that this is the Parsha of the Yom Tovim. Every Yom Tov is in Parshas Pinchas. Parshas Pinchas has every Yom Tov, Shabbos included. All the Karbonos, all the Musafim that we read on every single Yom Tov, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, are all in Parshas Pinchas. That's the Parsha of the Yom Tovim, of the Musafim, including the Karbon Tamid, Shnayim Layim, Oila Tamid, which we lost on Shivasa B'Tammuz. As mentioned many times, Tammuz is Netzach. Tammuz is the fourth month. This is the Shabbos that connects Tammuz to Av. So Tammuz is Netzach, which Netzach is Moshe Rabbeinu. And this Parsha, we read about how Moshe is leaving us. The same way in Tammuz, the Luchais were broken. The Karbon Tamid no longer exists. There's no longer uninterrupted service of Hashem the way it's supposed to be. Because as a result of Chet HaEgel, we lost out on that consistency, the Tamidius, the Nitzchius, we lost in Tammuz, and instead we fell into the world of Mazel. The Yaris Tavash tells us that Av is Keneged God. The Arizal says that Av is Shemayim, which we spoke about by Arichas in previous years. The Yaris Dvash says it's God, and he says that God means mazel. When God was born, Parshas Vayetze, it says Bo God. So there Rashi brings a few interpretations as to why his name was God. And one is, God means mazel. Bo God, Bo mazel, mazel toiv. God is mazel, luck. When God was born, good luck came to Yaakov Avinu. That's what Rashi says in Tashas Vayetze. He says the Aris Dvash, mazel, just the word mazel is really not for Klal Yisrael. Because we are not under the, we're not supposed to be, at least, under the realm of mazel, luck, fortune. We don't follow the horoscope. Ein mazel Yisrael. Because the mazel of a Jew is not good, really. But we're higher than mazel, so it doesn't matter. Like with Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was not supposed to have children. Hashem took him out of the horoscope. It says, Tzei meid stagninus shalokha. Hashem had to take Avraham Avinu outside of the, not only out of his house, and said, look at the stars. But says Rashi, you saw in the stargazing powers that you're not going to have any children. Avram is not going to have. Avraham will. Sarai won't. Sarah will. I'm changing your name. Your mazel will change. But what we see here is the mazel of Avram and Sarai, who are the first Jew and Jewess of Klal Yisrael, was not good. According to the mazel, they cannot have children. Hashem took them out of the mazel. Ein mazel Yisrael. And that during times of glory, when Tferes Yisrael, before Hishlok Mishamayim Eretz to Tferes Yisrael, as we read in Eicha, when we had a Beis HaMikdash, it was clear that the Jewish people's existence is above mazel. The emes is even today, even though it's concealed today, it's also so. The fact that Klal Yisrael, Kipsa Achas Ben Shivim Ze'evim, survived all the Holocaust and persecutions, Ad HaYom HaZeh, even Bezman HaGolus, even in the worst times, also shows us that. But it's not in a revealed state. Says the Aris Dvash, in the month of Av, we fell into mazel. Now we're subject to mazel. That's good. God is mazel. And that's not good for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, in a world of mazel, that means teva, the goyim rule. Teva is for the goyim. So when we're in the world of teva, we're the minority. Ki atam ha-ma'at mikol ha-amim. Rashi brings this pasuk in this week's parasha. Rashi says that if you go through all the families that were counted in Parashas Pinchas here, they're all together 57 mishpachos, together with 8 from the Bnei Levi, is 65. V'zehu shenema ki atem ha-me'at. Hey, me'at. 5 less than the nations, because the nations are 70. Hey, me'at. Ha-me'at. 5 less. This is what being told here in Parashas Pinchas, in the parasha that we read as we enter the 3 weeks, Shabbos Mevarchim Menachem Av, God, according to Yaris Dvash, Mazel, we fall into the world of Mazel, into the world of Zman and Makom, Tam is Rosh Hashanah, Vistach is Makom, Zman, which intensifies as we enter the 9 days. But it's Parashas Pinchas. At the same time that in the parasha we have the transition from Moshe to Yehoshua, which is from the sun to the moon, and we enter into the month in which we fell, Bateret Peloyim, into Mazel. We read, Pinchas is Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi is above Mazel. Eliyahu HaNavi is a totally different Bria. Eliyahu HaNavi, because of the Mesiris Nefesh of Pinchas, is Zaychet to the Bechina of Es Ha'or Ki Toi Vayavdel. The MS, that's what's supposed to happen in Menachem Av. Sefer Yetzira tells us that Menachem Av was created with the letter Tes. Himlech Ois Tes B'Shemia. Tes. 9. That's why there are 9 days, and the saddest of them is the 9th day, Tisha B'Av, Tes B'Av. Tells us, Reb Tzadok brings this down, but basically it's a Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Nun Hei. The Gemara says that the person sees a Tes in a dream. Yes, if he sees Pinchas in a dream together with a test, it's good. If he sees a test in a dream, good will befall him. Good. Test is toiv. And the other Gemara asks, The one spoke about this by Arichas. The other Gemara asks, why is test good? There are plenty of psukim that start, or words that start with a test that are not. And the Gemara there brings two psukim from Eicha. Tavu ba'aretz she'areha. And he brings a pasuk of a b'metate hashmeid, which is talking about a broom that swept away, well, sweeping of Yerushalayim, lashon of churban. So there the Gemara says, because the first test in Chumash is in the word toiv, in the words es ha'or ki toiv vayavdel. So therefore, tes is toiv. And if someone sees tes in a dream, it's a good omen, it's a good sign. Tes. The tes in that phrase, as we mentioned before, which is the Or HaGanuz, which is where Eliyahu HaNavi is mushrash, that's the tes of Menachem Av. Because Menachem Av is concealed good. The Beis HaMikdash says, the Koshnitz and Magid writes that the Beis HaMikdash was never destroyed. That's what he says. He says, it looks like it was destroyed, but it's there. We just don't see it. It's concealed. But really, it's there. And the whole purpose of the Churban is to bring to a greater binyan. The whole purpose of the Golus is to bring to Geula. The whole Chodesh Menachem Av is really only for the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. As the Yalkut Shemoni says, it's Mazel Aryeh, Leo, Aryeh, the lion. So the Yalkut Shemayni says in Malachim, Yavai Aryeh, Nebuchadnezzar is compared to a lion. It says, Allah Arimi Subchai, the lion came out of his den and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, which was referred to as Ariel, Hoy Ariel in Yechezkel. In the month of Aryeh, which is Menachem Av. So Nebuchadnezzar is compared to a lion, destroys the Beis HaMikdash, which is compared to a lion. In the month of the lion, says the Yalkut, Al Menas, in order, Sheyavai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem, who's referred to as a lion, Aryeh Shoag Milo Yira, will once again build the Beis HaMikdash that's called Ariel in the month of Aryeh, in the month of the lion. Meaning that the binyan will also be in the month of Aryeh, in the month of Av. Av, the fifth month, is Hoid. Hoid is the Beis HaMikdash, as mentioned before, the Hahoid, the Gemara in Brachas, Nunches, the Hahoid, Zuhi Beis HaMikdash. Churban is compared to Tumas Nida. Alkein lenida hayasa, says the pasuk in Eicha. Kol hayoyim dava is nida, v'adava benidasa. Dava is oisiyos hoid. Nida is separate, is a time for separation, but it's temporary separation. Which the purpose of nida is that later there's a greater union, a reunification. That's why the pashta is the reason why there's nida, it enhances the marriage and so on. The separation between us and Hashem is only temporary, like a nida. Al kein la nida hayasa, that's dava. But the goal is to be mahapech dava tahid. Tisha B'Av Tishmini Atzeres. If you do it, it's based on a barsho and b'chayros, which the Tzvila Tzadik, Bnei Yisoschar, and all the Svarim that speak about, the months talk about, that the 22 days between Shavuos B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av HaKenegev, the 22 days of Yom Tov, all the Yom Tovim in this week's Parashas Pinchas. Another version, it's the 22 days from Rosh Hashanah to Shmini Atzeres. So it comes out that Shavuos B'Tamuz is connected Rosh Hashanah, and Tisha B'Av is connected Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, which is mentioned at the end of Parashas Pinchas, this is the eighth parasha of Sefer Bamidbar. Pinchas is begematria eight times Hashem's name, and the parasha ends with Shmini Atzeres. As we enter into the month of God, Gimel Dalet is 7, 3 plus 4 is 7, because Mazel is this world, which is a world of 7. We read about Pinchas, whose name is begematria eight times Shem Havaya, and we read about Shmini Atzeres, because Klal Yisrael are connected to Shmini. Shmini Atzeres is the Yom Tov that separates us from the Goyim. The Goyim have a connection to Sukkot, as Chazal tells us, but Shmini Atzeres is only between me and Hashem. Hashem and Klal Yisrael, says the Zohar, Yisrael u'Malka b'l'chaydoi, he koshe olai pridaschem. It's difficult for me to see you dispersed, to scatter, to go away after Sukkot, so we have an extra day, as Rashi brings the mashal at the end of the parasha. The hepech of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the pizur. Tisha B'Av is the scattering and the division and the prayer that takes place. That's the churban. That's what we left Yerushalayim and everyone went ish tachas gafnei v'tachas te'enosei. But Shmini Atzeres is the hepech. Shmini Atzeres miloshen knishu, gathering, as Uncle translates Atzeres. Atzeres means gathering. Atzeres is begamatria ba'osaf nidche Yisrael. Shmini Atzeres. The world of Shmini is the world of Atzeres. Hepech of Tzara'as, which is Churban, which is Golus, which is Tisha B'Av. The goal is to be Mahapech Tisha B'Av to Shmini Atzeres. And that was the schar of Pinchas. Pinchas brought about a Havdalah ben Yisrael lo'amim. He separated us from the Goyim. There was a movement based on the Eitzah of Bilam and Balak, as we read in the previous parasha, to be Mizbaylel, Rachman al-Islam, to assimilate, that the Jews should marry, but Vayochel ha'am liznois el benois mayav. There should be intermarriage. Pinchas saves the day. Habayel aramis kanoi and poigenboy. Pinchas solidifies the barrier between Yisrael lo'amim, which is one of the main havdolos, what we say every Mitzvah Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos, the time of Eliyahu HaNavi, we stress hamavdol ben kodesh l'chol ben oil l'choshech ben Yisrael lo'amim. Pinchas gets the credit for being the one who solidified the barrier ben Yisrael lo'amim. And that's Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is the Yom Tov that separates us ben Yisrael lo'amim. Because Shmini Atzeres is only for us. Sukkos, you have the Shivim Purim, which is connected to Shivim Umayis. But Shmini Atzeres is Par Echad, Ayel Echad. That's Pinchas. The reward of Pinchas, of the act of Pinchas, becoming Eliyahu HaNavi, which Mushrish in the words, Es Ha'arki Toi Vayavdel, says the Balaturim, Vayavdel, there he talks about Havdalah. The mitzvah of Havdalah, after Shabbos, to make Havdalah, he says, is Merumas in the Es Ha'arki Toi Vayavdel, because Eliyahu Pinchas was Mavdil Ben Yisrael Ha'amim. Intensified, strengthened the Havdalah ben Yisrael l'amim, the barrier, which is the only, that's the barrier that protects us. When Rachman al-Islam, there's assimilation, which we see unfortunately today, Miyu Yehudi issues, when there is Hisbailulus ben Yisrael l'amim, that's when the Goyim, that's when they come, that's when they attack us, when the wall is breached, which is what, that was the Eitzah of Bilam. If I can't curse the Jews, at least breach the wall, the barrier between Ben Yisrael lo'amim, Hufka Ahoir on Shivasa B'Tamuz. Tavu Ba'aretz She'areha. Because the Jews are mixing with the Goyim, and even if they're not mamish intermarrying, even if they're imitating their ways, that's what brought about Tisha B'Av. As we enter this time period, we read about Pinchas, the Mavdil, Pinchas, the one who strengthened the barrier Ben Yisrael La'am, the Chayma, as we say in Shir HaShirim, very important pasuk at the end of Shir HaShirim, where the Shlomo HaMelech tells us that the wall Ben Yisrael La'am has to be very, very strong. Otherwise, there's tzoros. Im Chayma hi, Nivne Oleha Tiras Kosef. The Imdeles he, Notzer Oleha Luach Ora, says Rashi here, that if Emunah and the Yira of Klal Yisrael against the nations is like a wall of Nechaisha so that they shouldn't enter, Ratzalayim, Shaloy Tischatein Bum, Vehem Lo Yavoyu Bum, Loy Tispatalahem, you should not marry, you should not intermarry with them. Don't allow them in, don't become seduced by them. Then nivne aleha tiras kosef. Then the city will be fortified, lekeser ulanui, and you'll build the ir hakodesh ubeis habechira. So clearly, the condition, to get at Yerushalayim beis hamikdash back, there must be a chayma. But imdelasi, which is a wall that hasoyveves al tzira ubehekeshalahin iftachas, if the door swings open, and you allow them in, and you go to them, then notzur aleha luach. Orez, which rats and decays, meaning, then we lose it, then we lose the Beis HaMikdash. So clearly, as it says in Shir HaShirim, Im Chaymahi Nivna Aleha Tiras Kosev, Im Delasi Nosra Aleha Luach Orez. Pinchas is credited for making that Chaymah, for making that barrier, for strengthening the wall Ben Yisrael La'amim, preventing any further intermarriage. And Eliyahu HaNavi, it's interesting, according to the Mishnah at the end of Adios, comes to validate, he comes basically to also be miyaches, mishpachos, mishpachos that got lost even among nations. It's not clear whether they're miyuchas or not. Elio is the one who's going to be miyaches, the families. Interesting that this is the parasha that talks about yichus, shiftei ko edus li Yisrael. Rashi brings over here, hachanoichi hapalui. Why does it say with a hey and a yud? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself testifies that all the mishpachas that went out of Mitzrayim were authentic Jews. The goyim were complaining and they were saying, you think the Egyptians didn't, if they ruled over their bodies, they certainly ruled over their wives. Who says that these people are even Jewish? It could be their fathers were Egyptian. L'fikach hittil HaKadosh Baruch Hu shmoy aleim, hey mitzad zeh, v'yud mitzad zeh, loyman meyid ani aleim, shehem b'nei avoseim, v'zeh ushem b'furish al yedei David. Shiftei ko, Eidos li Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself testifies to the authenticity of the Shvatim. Why over here? This is not the first minyan. The Jews were counted already by Midbar before that when they went out of Mitzrayim. You don't find that the nations complain. Over here they're questioning the authenticity of Klal Yisrael, because before this the Jews didn't mingle with the Goyim. Here there was a mingling that took place. Here there was the story with Shittim, with the Bnei Smoya of the Bnei Smidyan. So now after this story, the Goyim was saying, you see, they also intermarry. Who says that they're really Jewish in the first place? Dafke here, the Torah has to be miyaches Klal Yisrael. He once said, it's hinted in the words, Hivayhi acharei hamagefa. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe v'el Elazar is begematria shiftei ko edus li Yisrael. The purpose of the minyan here was to testify, Hashem himself testifying to the yichus of Klal Yisrael in the parasha of Pinchas, because Pinchas is the one who was mavdil ben Yisrael l'adam. See, he's zoicha that in his parasha that's named after him, the Torah is miyaches Klal Yisrael, the chiba of Hashem to Klal Yisrael. This is the consolation as we enter this difficult time, that the love that Hashem has for us is an ahava atzmius. It's a unconditional love, even after such a chait, like what takes place in the previous parasha with Shittim, with Zimri, with Cosby, with 24,000 dying in the Magefa. Nevertheless, Klal Yisrael is still going into Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem is miyaches them. And we have a Chalukas Ha'oretz, Eretz Yisrael, and the parasha of the Mayadim. An uplifting parasha. As we enter a downtrend in time, the parasha itself is a very uplifting parasha. We take Eliyahu with us as we enter this time into the Yomim Tovim, that these days are going to be Yomim Tovim. Yehofchu Yomim Eilu L'Sasim L'Simchu L'Mayadim Tovim. These are the Yomim Tovim mentioned in this week's parasha. The Torah itself is Merames. The fact that we read this parasha as we enter this difficult time, that these days themselves are going to become Yomim Tovim, greater even than any Yom Tov. Shivasa B'Tamuz, Tisha B'Av especially, becoming a Yom Tov, a day that has fallen into such depths of sadness, of Tumah, Tumasa B'Shuleha, will become a day of joy, a day of Yom Tov. It's even today called a Mayed, Kara Alai Mayed, the day of Leidas Mashiach Shel Yisrael, the birth of Mashiach, Melech HaMashiach, Chaydesh Menachem Ov is B'Gematria Melech HaMashiach, the same Gematria as Tammuz. Tammuz and Chaydesh Menachem Ov, both equal to each other. Tammuz is B'Gematria 453, Chaydesh Menachem Ov is B'Gematria 453, and that Gematria is equal to Melech HaMashiach. These 2 months, Tammuz and Chaydesh Menachem Ov, these 3 weeks really are 3 weeks in which Mashiach is buried. In other words, the nitzitz of Mashiach is in this time, because the fact that this is time of Golus and Churban means that deep down, concealed in the depths of the Churban and the Golus, is the Geula and the Geula and the Binyan. Especially Menachem Ov, the name Menachem, Hirochak Mimenu Menachem Meshiv Nafshi Einla Menachem Mikol Oyaveha Menachem. Shmoy Shel Mashiach, according to one opinion of the Gemara, is Menachem Ben Chizki, as the Gemara says. Because he's going to be Menachem Klal Yisrael, Chodesh Menachem Ov, Avinu Shebashamayim, even though it says Yisoyimim Hayinu, Ve'ein Ov, the word Ve'ein is a ksiv, but it's not a kri, it's a kri, but it's not a ksiv. It says Yesaimim Hayenu Av. The word Ve'ein, even though you have to read it, but it's not there, because we can't say that there's no Father. Hashem is always our Father. That's why the name of the month is Av. Avinu Shebashamayim. Ein Lanu Lihi Sho'ein Ela Al Avinu Shebashamayim. It's the last of the Simonim of Ikvah Sedan Rashicha, as we only have Hashem to rely on. Avinu Shebashamayim. He's still our Father. Despite whatever happened, Avinu Shebashamayim never changes. It's unconditional love. Ahava Atzmis. V'chaydesh HaChamishi. Chamishi is Oisius Mashichi. V'chaydesh HaChamishi. Chaydesh HaChamishi is B'gematria Ubenk Seif of Shochein. That's referring to the Beis HaMikdash. This is the month of the Beis HaMikdash. The fact that we lost the Beis HaMikdash in Menachem Av means this is the month of the Beis HaMikdash. So it's like Thomas is Yerushalayim, and that's why the wall around Yerushalayim was breached. Av, Hoid, fifth month, that's the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we lost it. But really this is the month that should be Binyan, and will be Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the Hizgalus of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Ur HaGonos, which Eliyahu HaNavi plays a role. Eliyahu HaNavi will be Megala, all the Seidus that have to do with Beis HaMikdash, as Mashiach comes, together with Eliyahu, as we say in all the stanzas of the Negunim that we sing, Mitzoy Shabbos. The Churban, by the way, was Mitzoy Shabbos. Yadua, the Gemara in Tainus, that the Churban happened on a Mitzoy Shabbos. When we speak about Eliyahu HaNavi, so it shouldn't be a surprise then that as we enter this time period of Churban, we learn about Pinchas Ze Eliyahu. The Churban actually happened Mitzoy Shabbos, which is this man that we sing about Eliyahu HaNavi. As the Churban start, as the Churban began, Klal Yisrael in their homes were eating Malav HaMalka, if it was possible. And they were singing songs about Eliyahu HaNavi. They took that with them as the Churban began. We take it with us as we enter this time period. But we don't want to just take it with us. We want it to happen. It's already almost 2,000 years. It's a lot of talk. But Klal Yisrael has to ask for it. Ubikshu es Hashem Elokeyam v'yez David Malkam. We have to demand, we have to beg from Hashem that Hashem should already give it to us. And we should be zeicher that this Chodesh Menachem Av, and even before that, we should already have Eliyahu, see Eliyahu HaNavi. We have him. We just have to see him. He's here, but we should be zeichet to see him. Pinchas Eliyahu, or according to one opinion, Eliyahu is a descendant of God. And according to the Aris Dvash, Menachem Av is God. Either way, we have Eliyahu. Pinchas Eliyahu, and if we don't agree with that opinion, so he comes from God. So Menachem Av is the month of God, according to the Aris Dvash. So either way, we have Eliyahu. We should be zeichet to be vaser lanu. B'sayres Tayvais, Yeshuais, V'nechamais.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.